daily to get more of updates and details regarding this. Oh, sorry, we just spoke to you. We just saw there were demonstrations taking place there at the Gaza seaport. Why don't you expand on us more if you have any updates? At this point, we should alert the viewers that we do have a correspondent by the name of Hassan Qani who joined the flotilla. We're still unaware of his fate. I'm wondering, sorry, if you have any details on his fate and the fate of the other activists on board.
Well, we have several sources. Some sources are saying that he is doing well right now and he was not injured. These are the Israeli sources. I believe that the Israelis are trying to calm down the Arab population inside Israel. The Israeli officials are fearing some sort of an intifada inside the Arab lands in Israel. Actually, I can tell you that Israeli troops were heavily deployed this early morning in different Arab towns inside the Arab Arab lands, 1948 lands inside Israel. Israel fears that there might be a very, very huge response, angry response from the Arab population inside Israel if the news of the killing of Sheikh Ra'ad Salah is confirmed. That's why the Israelis are trying to say that he's doing well right now and he was not injured. Now, other sources are saying that he was actually killed and at least he is seriously injured and was shot in the head during the massive attack on the Turkish ship. That's regarding Sheikh Ra'ad Salah. Anyways, we are hearing so many officials here in the Palestinian-occupied Palestinian territories in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip saying that there will be sort of an uprising against Israel's continuous massacres against Palestinians. Back in last year, the massacre against the Gazans in the Gaza Strip, 1,400 Palestinians killed in cold blood. And now the killing of international activists who are coming to show support for the Palestinians besieged in the Gaza Strip. This is not being endured by the Palestinians, and there might be very critical and very dangerous repercussions coming out of this in the Palestinian territories. Mahmoud Abbas called this a massacre against humanity, and he also said that this would jeopardize the so-called proximity talks. So this means that the talks between the Israelis and Palestinians, which are actually so fragile right now, won't find any chance to continue. And the United States, which has not made any official response till now, wouldn't be happy of what is going on and developing.
Yes, and sorry, we heard from Yusuf, and I want, again, to be clear about the number that have been killed. Since Israel had jammed radio and satellite signals, we here at Press TV, we have a total of 20 that were killed. The Israeli TV has said 19 were killed. They also have said that 5 Israeli soldiers were wounded. Sorry, I need to also clarify the nature of this attack in case there are questions on that, because obviously now Israel is in a mode. They have come out with statements of what has happened, but we had Greta Berlin from the Free Gaza activists in Larnaca who said that when the Israeli commandos came into the flotilla that they started opening fire as soon as they hit the deck of the vessel. Can you please give us an overview of how this attack took place in terms of the details behind it?
Well, I will tell you how the Israeli media is covering this. Let's go back to the Gaza massacre. The first figures were given only tens of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip were killed during the first attack, air attack on Gazans back in 2009, January 2009. This attack later on was reported, the news that were given later on, hundreds, not tens, hundreds. So the Israeli media does not give the actual facts, and this is known to most of the journalists here in the West Bank and inside Israel. The Israeli media actually hides the real figures. Till now, we don't have the real number of those who lost their lives inside on that ship. There might be tens of people, and the attack, the nature of the attack, we know that the Israeli soldiers opened fire randomly at those activists on that ship. So we can imagine that the number of